ala Rasulil Kareem, amma ba'd. My respected brothers, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is only worthy of praise. My respected brothers, as we had Imam Sahib was giving targheeb earlier, that now we are moving into the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And this is the opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to take from His treasures. This whole life, the object of insan's life is to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us different times and different ways to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why, my respected brothers? Because if we got Allah, we got everything. You know, once there was a king and he liked his servant. But it was a lowly servant, and the ministers, they were always upset that this king liked the servant. We are ministers, but he preferred always the servant. So one day the king, to teach them a lesson, called them and said, today in my kingdom, he called all the ministers and the servant, and he said, today in my kingdom, whatever you will touch is yours. So the ministers got happy and they went and touched the gold and the silver and everything, and the servant, he just stood there. So the minister started laughing and said, today the king is going to see what a fool the servant is. So after a few minutes, he asked all the ministers, you all got what you all want? They said yes. So then he looked at the servant and everybody started laughing. So he said, you're not taking anything? So the servant asked, today whatever I touch, you said, is mine? He said yes. So he went and touched the king. Everybody went silent. The king asked him, that what's the meaning of this? He said, you said whatever I touch today is mine. If the king is mine, everything is mine. If we got Allah, my respected brothers, everything is ours. Why? Because everything belongs to Allah. Behind every system is the system of Allah. Behind every order is the order of Allah. The one that gives life, death, respect, disgrace, poverty, health is Allah. Allah is in control of everything that we see and everything that we can't see. Everything that is below the earth, on the earth, above the earth. This is all in the control and irad of Allah. This is La ilaha illallah, my respected brothers. So my respected brothers, you know the hadith of that person who stands up on Laylatul Qadr, what is the two conditions? With iman and ihtisab. We have to look at these two qualities, how this can be developed in us, my respected brothers. One is that iman. Today, alhamdulillah, we have iman. There is no doubt about it. But a person who has 5 pounds, you ask him, you got money? He says, I got money. And the one who got 5 million pounds, you ask him, you got money? He'll say, I got money. So the one who got 5 and the one who got 5 million, both say they have money. But is it the same? The one with 5, you can probably buy a chocolate. And 5 million, you can buy the chocolate factory. Huh? So today we are like that. We say we have iman. But Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they also had iman. So we're going to come on the day of Qiyamah, then we're going to stand up and say we had iman. And Sahaba are going to say, yes, we had iman. And is it the same? Our iman is like that 5. You can't do much with it. Today with our iman, we find it hard to read 5 times daily salah with jamaat. We find it hard to follow the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sunnat so valuable, had that sahaba, they were willing to give everything for the deen, for that one sunnat. Even to the point when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, and the people, they said, you know, when they were paying zakat, they said, you know what, we'll just stop paying that rope that holds the camel. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, Ayan kusuddin wa anai, the deen will go so much down to, and I am alive? Impossible. One sunnah was so valuable to them, my respected brothers. Today, the ummah is so far away from the deen of Allah. Today, with our iman, people are finding it hard to read tilawat of Quran. They find it hard to be in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They finding it hard to go to the ulama and learn deen, practice deen, take deen to the four corners of the world. They're finding it hard to correct our character, our social dealings, our business dealings. Today with our iman, we're finding it hard that whatever we do for the pleasure of Allah. So my respected brothers, Sahaba, with their iman, they could take directly from Allah. Why? Because today, unfortunately, we are reciters of La ilaha illallah. Sahaba were believers in La ilaha illallah. See, there's difference between a Muslim and a mu'min. Today, there are many Muslims in the world. But how many mu'min are there? And there's difference between Muslim and mu'min. Allah Himself speaks of in the Quran. قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا. Those Bedouins came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they said, آمَنَّا, we have brought iman. Allah Himself makes the distinction. قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْ. That you haven't become believers yet. You have just entered into Islam. So my respected brothers, this is the cry. You know, yeah, alhamdulillah, we are Jamaat from South Africa. And Jamaats are moving all around the world. And what is the object that how we can make such an effort that the reality of iman comes in our life? So that when we leave this world, my respected brothers, the first question in the qabr is going to be what? Man Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? Not what is the name of your Rabb. What is the name of your Rabb? Every person knows. Ask the drunkard down the road who's a Muslim. And ask him in his drunken state. Just tap him and tell him, who is your Rabb? If he's a Muslim, he will say. But in the qabr, the tongue is going to be sealed. The mind is going to be closed. And what is going to give the answer? The heart. So the effort we are making is to correct this heart to Allah. This is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said something to this effect. There is a piece of flesh in the body which is correct, the entire body will be correct. And if that piece of flesh is incorrect, the entire body will be incorrect. And what is that piece of flesh? The heart. The heart. The heart. The heart has to become the connected directly with Allah. To take out this every reliance from this heart, my respected brothers. And place our heart in front of Allah. So that when that heart will be squeezed in the cover, immediately the answer will come out, Rabbi Allah, my Rabb is Allah. So my respected brothers, the whole effort is we can link ourselves to Allah. And how will this start is by ourselves. You know, once there was a child, and the child wanted to play with the father. So he came to the father and said, Dad, Dad, I would like to play. The father was busy with some work. So after a while, the father told the child, give me 5 minutes, I'll play with you. I just want to finish this work. So not even 2 minutes later, the child doesn't know what's 5 minutes. So not even 1 minute later, the child comes back and says, Dad, Dad, I want to play. So the father thought to himself that, ish, how am I going to keep this child busy? Because I need to finish this work. So he looks around him and he sees the world map. And he says, okay, he cuts this map out. And he tells the child, 5-year-old child, tells him, you put this map together, then I'm ready to play with you. And he thinks to himself that 5-year-old child now, world map, I cut it in 8, 10, 20, 12 pieces. He can't put it together. I got enough time to complete my work. But not even 2 minutes later, the child comes and says, Dad, Dad, I'm finished now, can we play? So the father gets a shock. And he says that, looks at the child, looks at the map, and says, he thinks to himself, maybe my child is a genius. So he said, how did you put this map together so quickly? So the child says, Dad, very easy. Behind the map, there was a picture of a man. I put the man right, the whole world came right. So my respected brothers, we correct our relationship with Allah. Allah will correct our relationship with the entire makhluk. And my respected brothers, this was the worry and concern of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had that, what was the fikr? You know the ayat of the Quran, pulling kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. That tell them, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if they want the love of Allah, what is the criteria? The ittiba of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And ulama explain, one is the zahir ittiba and one is the batin ittiba. One is the outside, the way he ate, the way he looked after his family, the way he treated his neighbors, the way he sat, the way he spoke. every single aspect of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life has to become our life. And secondly, one was the inside of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The cry, the worry, the concern of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was what? That how every person till that last baby to come before the day of Qiyamah, how every person can be saved from the fire of Jahannam and enter into Jannah. This is why on the day of Qiyamah, my respected brothers, every Nabi will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be saying, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Allah my Ummat, Allah my Ummat. So my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a system for deen and dunya. The system of dunya we have understood, man is hungry, he eats, man is thirsty, he drinks, man wants risk, what he does? He works. Ask any person, who is the provider? Say, Allah. Say, then why are you going to work? Say that to him, come to the masjid, Allah will provide for you. He say, no bhai, it doesn't work like that, we have to make manat, we have to make effort. Allah is giving the birds in the sky, Allah is giving the fish in the sea. But he says, no, the system of Allah is, we make manat, then Allah will give. So dunya we have understood the system, but deen Allah also has a system. What is that system, my respected brothers? If we want hidayat for ourselves and for the whole ummah, the system of Allah, my respected brothers, is we have to give sacrifice. We have to give sacrifice. Because if you look at life of Sahaba and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what it was? Sacrifice upon sacrifice. We know the waqiyas. Bilal radiyallahu anhu, Kabab radiyallahu anhu, Badr, Khandaq, Uhud, Tabuk. How much of sacrifice was given? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say that if you put the sacrifice of 124,000 Anbiya alayhi islam on one side and put the sacrifice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the other side, the sacrifice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will outweigh that. So this is the system of Allah, that if we want hidayat for ourselves, for our wives, our children, our families, and the whole ummah, we have to give some sacrifice. And our sacrifice now is, compared to the what Sahaba gave, is very less. They made their wives widows, they made their children orphans. Our ulama say, no, just come out in the path of Allah for a little bit while. Just change the environment and then go back, and on that small sacrifice Allah is making decision of hidayat. My respected brothers, in our country, just 5 minutes, 2 minutes, Mumana, in our country, when before this effort started, there was a person who came, who basically Allah used to establish the effort of Dawat in our country. He went to Hajj. I'm going to keep the story short, but basically he went for Hajj, he met a Jamaat, they told him to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said that time he didn't know anything, you know, because he came for Hajj with his family. He was from South Africa, he used to read Salah and all, but in those days in our country, I think in the whole country of South Africa, there were probably about 10 to 12 ulama in the whole country. And Hafiz of Quran, when we needed to read, to complete the whole Quran in those days, which this is 1960s, they used to bring Hufaz from India and Pakistan in order to come and read Taraweeh. And basically, this was the level of deen in our country. Because people had come with the niyat, most of our forefathers also came from India and Pakistan, and all, but much earlier, you know. But when they were there now, the maqsad was dunya. So anyway, this man goes to Hajj, he meets a Jamaat. He looks at Baytullah, he says, Allah, if this work is haq, please accept it. And from there, they say he leaves his wife and children with other family members and he goes away for 4 months. He comes back after, those days they used to travel by ship. So he came back after about 8 months and then he started the effort in our country. And what this effort does, my respected brothers, this effort starts watering all the branches of deen. Because now the desire in people came. So when he came back, the same people ask that, you know what, we are Muslim, why do we need to make effort? But anyway, he persevered. And he made effort, and then those Muslims became mu'min. They realized what is the value of deen, they realized what is the value of amal. They realized that there's a deeper understanding to La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. And they few of them took on the effort, and then after a while, some people extra went for 4 months, and like this, now the talab came in them, let's send our children to become hafiz, let's send our children to become ulama. So initially they sent them to India, Pakistan, then those people came back, then they made effort, they opened up Darul Looms in our country. Today, alhamdulillah, in our country, there are over 50, maybe 70, hafiz of Quran, about 80, 100,000 hafiz of Quran. There are probably about 3, 4, 5,000 ulama, you know. But what was this? Through the barakat of watering deen, my experience. Watering deen with sacrifice. They say this deen we have is like that garden. You want to look after a garden, what happens? You make effort. You want to destroy the garden, what happens? You just leave it. Weeds will grow, everything will grow, plants will die. So to preserve anything requires effort. But to destroy anything, you just have to neglect it. So we have to move with this deen, my respected brothers. And in our country now, even in those places where effort is not taking place, my respected brothers. Once our Jamaat on a Sunday morning. Now, you know, normally the gush takes place after Zohar and Asr. But because it was Sunday, they said, let's go visit the few Muslims in a, it was a poor area, before they go out, you know, they go out for the day, like, you know, with their families. So they went about 10 o'clock and knocked at somebody's door. And when they knocked at the door, this person came out Muslim, and he was a bit startled. That, you know, he saw them, and then he hesitated for 1 minute, and then he said, come in, you know. He invited them in. And when they went into to the sitting room, they were basically, they saw other people there as well. These non-Muslim people were standing. You know, they were around them. And so there was this uncomfortable silence. Anyway, after a few minutes, these non-Muslim people just excused themselves and they went away. And then this Jamaat met this brother and they were telling him, you know, we came to meet you only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, you know, we came to remind you of the value of Iman that Allah gave us. In this way, they were telling him. So then he stops them and he says, you know, I just want to explain to you all. Do you know who those people were that before you all came in? They said, no. He said, they were the people from the church. And they were visiting me every weekend for the past few months. And today was the time I had decided that I am going to go with them. Today was the day I decided I'm going to go with them. But now that you all came, Allah showed me a sign. And I make Tawbah. And I'm staying on deen. So my respected brothers, who is going to cry the cry of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah's deen is dying around us. They say, leave alone the whole of deen. Deen has many orders. But if you take the first order of Allah that came down after Iman is that of Salah. And the first thing to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah will be that of Salah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave so much of fazilat of Salah. That person who reads his 5 times daily Salah, Allah will make his risk easy, Allah will save him from azab of qabr, Allah will let him cross pul sirat at the speed of lightning, Allah will let him enter Jannah without reckoning. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also sent something to this effect. That person who misses one Salah, he comes onto the boundary of kufr. And today, how many percent of the believing population are not even on the first order of Allah? How many percent are reading 5 times daily Salah? Okay, in Ramadan we get a bit, we get excited. But how many percent? 20%, my respected brothers. So that means 80% of the believing population, they are on the boundary of? My respected brothers, this is the figure. Who is going to worry about them? Who is going to go to one of Allah's banda and bring him back to Allah? This is this effort, my respected brothers. This effort of Jamaat's moving all around the world. This is our object. Two objects. One is we need to link ourselves to Allah, and one is to remind one person that they have to link themselves to Allah. And if we don't go remind them, my respected brothers, who is going to remind? And this is something we will be questioned for on the day of Qiyamah. Sahaba made their children's orphans, they made their wives widows. We don't have to do all that for now. All we have to do for now is take out some time. Take out some time and move in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. this 3 days, 40 days. You must have heard many people, Jamaats come here, they say 3 days, 40 days, 4 months. Actually, this is not the object, my respected brother. The object is I need to reach Allah. But this is the tablets to reach there, you know. Because of the sickness of the Ummah, these are like small doses. If truth be told, my respected brothers, the way the condition of the Ummah is, 4 months and all is not enough. We have to give our whole life. But to reach there, we have to take the small tablets first, no? So we all make intention, inshallah. This is the last 10 days of Ramadan, inshallah. Those Allah give them himmat, inshallah. Spend the last 10 days in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just by sleeping in the path of Allah, just by sleeping in the path of Allah, we'll be getting Laylatul Qadr, guaranteed. How easy Allah has made. Who makes intention, inshallah? Who makes some intention to move in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As Maulana always says, those who have wahi that next year they'll be around, they don't have to give their names, inshallah. The rest, we should try and give, inshallah. Whatever time we can give, inshallah, 3 days, 10 days, 40 days, 4 months, inshallah. Who makes intention, inshallah? Allah accept, inshallah. Who will join Haji sahab, mashallah, Hafiz sahab, inshallah. And Maulana's bayan will be tomorrow, eh? That, from what time? Don't forget Maulana's program, inshallah, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, inshallah, with the Masturat. And for the men, tomorrow after Taraweeh will be, after Asr? After Asr will be Bilal Masjid, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين